Lecture 1.
Well, next, I am going to show you an example, of what I've been talking about. I'm going to play a conversation. This is a conversation between Jane and Tom. They work together in the same office.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good, thanks. Can you believe this weather? It's so crazy.
I know. It's so cold for July. It was really chilly this morning.
As you can see, Jane and Tom are talking informally about something unimportant, like the weather. It's a popular topic. Other common topics are TV and movies and shared experiences. What is a shared experience? Well, it's an experience that both people have in common. For example,
Lecture 2.
Okay, we've been talking about how to, you know, read someone. Can you read or understand a person just by looking at him or her? And how he or she moves? Let's see. Experts say, well, the answer is basically yes. For example, if I cross my arms, like this, it may mean, don't come near me. I'm using my body to give you a message. You may be surprised. Research shows that when we communicate, only 7% of it consists of the words. Most of our communication, 93%, can you believe it? Consists of the way our bodies move, not the words we say. This can be seen.
Lecture 3.
Okay, we've already talked about how to start a conversation and what to say. Now, let's say you're already talking to the person. You want to make a good impression, right? The first thing to remember is to look at the other person directly. That will show that you are interested in him or her, that you are really listening. But don't overdo it. Don't stare at the person. When you look directly at the person's face for too long, he or she will feel uncomfortable. So, a good idea is to look at the other person for a few seconds and then look to the right or the left for a couple of seconds. When you do this,